What do we have here? Isn't it my greedy little slut that comes crawling back to me, down on his knees, begging for his mistress to take him back? What a beautiful sight that is. I guess you thought you could just leave me, didn't you? You thought you could just walk away from me and that everything would be completely fine for you. But you just couldn't, could you? No. Do you know why you couldn't just walk away? Don't you, my greedy boy? Yes, that's right. Because I own you. Because I'm the only woman that can make you feel this way. So submissive and ready to serve. So completely under my control. I mean, how could you ever think to leave me? How could you even think about leaving your wonderful mistress? Because those other girls just don't compare to me, do they? Of course you can try and make it work with them, but at the end of the day, you just know that I'm the only one for you. Because no one can make you feel like I do. No one can compare to me. I just push all of those buttons of yours. I just know exactly how to tease you and control you like no one else can. How to make you feel so vulnerable and safe at the same fucking time. How to make you feel so weak that what you would just do absolutely anything to please me. Like getting down on your knees, just like the perfect little pet that you are. Like kissing my boots all night long, just to prove your loyalty to me. Like putting that sweet mouth of yours between my lovely thighs and eating my perfect pussy for hours and hours. And since I'm such a merciful mistress, I'll give you a second chance, my pet. I'll allow you to prove that you are still worthy to be in my presence, and I will allow you to beg for my forgiveness. Despite the fact that you just ran away from me like a lost little puppy, looking for pleasure from other girls like the greedy little slut that you are. So just go ahead now. Get down on your knees. And show me that you deserve me. Show me what a good fucking boy that you can be for me. And kiss my boots. That's right. Kiss my boots like you mean it. Imagine that black leather being my soft, beautiful lips. Yes, there you go. Show me that you belong to your mistress. That you belong right here at your mistress's feet. Yes, good boy. This is where you belong, isn't it? Right between my legs, begging for my mercy like the obedient little slut that you are. Yes, now be a good fucking boy for me and put that precious mouth of yours on my perfect pussy. Yes, use that mouth for what it's supposed to be used for. Show me that you deserve me. You are grateful to be given this opportunity to redeem yourself as I use your tongue for my personal pleasure, as I cover your face with my sweet pussy juices, as I fuck your pretty little face. Yes. Just get that tongue in there. Show me what a Good fucking boy you are. Show me that you are all mine. That you have been returned to your rightful owner. That you will never try to leave me again. Just please my pussy until you make me come all over that pretty little face of yours. Don't stop. Was a good start, my pet. But I'm not quite sure about this yet. I mean, you didn't think that you could just come here like this, eat my pussy, and then everything would suddenly be back to normal, did you? Well, I think you deserve a punishment. A proper punishment for being such a greedy little slut, for running away from your mistress and to seek your pleasure elsewhere. You know, I was quite worried, my pet. In fact, your mistress was so worried that she was putting up missing posters all over the city, so worried that she was asking strangers on the street if they had seen you, my missing pet. So just stay exactly where you are, right there on the floor, like an obedient little pet for me. Just so I can go and get your leash and make sure that you will never run from me again. Now lift your neck. Show me. Good. There you go. Let me just wrap this collar around your neck. Secure it around the back. Lock. And put the key right here in my pocket. Perfect. Now, there is my pet, back at his mistress's feet, and back and his leash right where he belongs. Now, get your pants off and get down on all fours like the good little pet that you are. Yes. Now that's a good boy. Show me that cute little butt of yours. You know how I like when you wiggle it for me. Now there it is. Now I think you know what's about to happen, don't you, my pet? I think you understand what's about to happen. That you will have to beg me to fuck you. That you will have to plead like the good little slut that you are, just to show me that you really want this, that you need your mistress. Do it. I want you to say it. Say, please, mistress, forgive me. Yes, good boy. Now tell me, my pet, do you want me to get my little strap on for you? Do you want me to just slide it on as I position myself behind you? Is that what you want, my pet? Then say it. I want you to hear it. I want you to beg me for it. Say, please, mistress, I want you to fuck me. Yes. What a good fucking boy you are. Begging for my strap on like this. Such a good little slut. Such a good little slut you are for me. Well, okay then. Show me that precious little asshole. Show me that hole of yours that you just need me to fill. Show me what's mine, baby. Oh, there it is. There's that tight little asshole. Let me just get my strap on for you. I'm just gonna position myself right here behind you. and get that hole of yours all nice and wet for me. Yes. Now, just relax for me. Just be a good fucking boy for me. Take a deep breath as I position my strap on between your cute little butt cheeks. Well, you're gonna love this when I take back what's mine. When I fuck your good little hole like it deserves to be fucked. And when I use you, my pet, like you deserve to be used. Now tell me this is what you want. Beg me. Say, please, mistress, please fuck me. Say it again. Yes. Now that's a good boy. Now feel me entering you. Feel me pushing myself into you. Just easing my way inside of you. As you feel my soft hands on your hips gripping you as I push deeper and deeper, as I slowly thrust into you, filling you inch by inch. Yes, just let go for me. Welcome me into you as I rock my hips back and forth, fucking you ever so gently right now, just to let you get used to this feeling of having me back inside of you, of being filled and fucked, as I push deeper and deeper with every thrust, and as I use you like the good little slut that you are. Yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. You're just squirming and moaning like the desperate little slut that you are. As I start to pick up the pace and I find that perfect sweet spot. And I hit that spot over and over and over again. And as I pound your prostate until you just can't take it anymore. Yes, that's a good boy. I can feel how close you are right now. You are so ready for me, aren't you? So ready to just squirm, squirt that cum all over the floor for me, to make a nice little mess beneath you as I push and push against your sensitive little prostate, as I grab your hair and pull your head back. Yes. You're such a good little slut for me. Do you hear that? You're such a perfect little slut for me. Taking me deep inside of you like this. Letting me fuck you like you deserve to be fucked. Now tell me that you're all mine. Tell me that you belong to me. Say it out loud. Say, mistress, I'm all yours. Say it again. Just be a good fucking boy for me and tell me that you're all mine. Yes, exactly. That's a good boy. You're such a fucking good boy for me. You are all mine. You're my personal fuck toy. My sweet little slut. My good fucking boy. Now, feel me slowing down. Feel me stop. That's right. No more fun for you. You just get to feel me gently pulling my strap out of you. You see, since you've been such a greedy little slut, I just can't let you come today. That would be way too kind for me, wouldn't it? And that would be inappropriate, don't you think? So I will have to lock you up, my pet. I will have to deny you of pleasure for quite some time. And just to make sure that you really understand what a huge mistake you did by running away from me. Oh, don't whimper like that. There's nothing you can do about it. You see, this is what you get for being such a greedy little slut. an entire month in chastity, a whole month of patience and obedience, of 30 days of being a good fucking boy for me, just to show me that you're still worthy of your mistress. And that's what it takes to win your mistress's heart back. And there is no begging in the world that could change that. No matter how fucking cute you look, no matter how fucking desperate you are to come right now, no matter how much you beg. So just let that sink in, my pet. A whole month of sweet, sweet chastity. Your cock in a cage. Your keys resting on a necklace around my neck. Let that sink in. And think about how fortunate you are to have such a merciful mistress like me taking you back like this. Now, I have things to do. I'll see you later, my pet.